Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A lot of Americans are still not eligible for the vaccine. But to what lengths will people go to get a shot? Jim Ryan is joining us, and seems that, Jim, people will do all kinds of things to get to become eligible for a shot.
Just about anything. You know, lie about their age, lie about pre-existing conditions, the comorbidities that might make them eligible to get a shot. We're hearing about it all over the place. And in fact, some places, including New York, are threatening the licenses of physicians who take part in these jumping the line schemes, threatening to pull their licenses to practice if they participate in that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's happening all over the place. Some bioethicists argue, though, that the more people who get the vaccine, the closer we'll come to so-called herd immunity, and the entire population would be protected then. Others, though, maybe the majority of them say, look, you know, how are you going to explain to your grandmother that you got a shot, but she has not gotten a shot, or tell your kids that you did that? So, you know, it's a big, broad argument that's going on right now. It may die down some as the vaccine rolls out and different pharmaceutical companies making it and the numbers start to go up. For now, it's still a fairly rare commodity, Susan.
There is kind of like a moral gray area here, isn't there, Jim? Yeah. Where on one hand you have, you know, the obvious cases, the people who dress up like they're 80 years old and hop in the line to get a vaccine. But then you also have stories of people traveling from, say, here in New York State over to Pennsylvania, where they're not eligible here in New York, but in a different state, they would be eligible and actually able to get the vaccine. Then, of course, we've all heard those stories of whether it's a doctor or a hospital kind of giving out the vaccine. They feel like they're in a use it or lose it situation and just say, hey, listen, I need somebody's arm quick or else these aren't going to go to anybody.
Yeah, there was a physician in Houston who was faced with that. He had a vial that had been opened. He had given all the vaccinations that he could to the eligible population that was in front of him. He still had several to go, didn't want it to spoil, didn't want it to, you know, it will expire within just a short time. It has to be kept very cold. So he went running around calling people and trying to get people vaccinated, and did. He then finally vaccinated his own wife, who had a pulmonary condition. He lost his license over that whole thing. Now he is suing the state over that. He says that he lost his reputation because of this incident.
All right, Jim, thanks for the update. Jim Ryan joining us live.